Last week, we talked about gifts and miracles and decided, or at least I decided on behalf of all of us, that we all have gifts. And sometimes the gifts are miracles, but on the whole, we all have gifts rather than having miracles and the ability to work them. And so this week, the question is why? Why do we have gifts? Why do we have different ones? Why don't each of us have all of them? Or some other variation of that as an answer. Well, we have gifts because we make up a body. Now, Paul uses the body metaphor fairly often. It shows up in various places in his writing. It shows up in other places in Scripture. This idea that we come together as a community and we create a corporate body. We sometimes talk about the corporate body. We talk about the body of Christ because that's what we're making up. We're not making up just a body of people or a group of people. We're making up the body of Christ in a mysterious, even mystical way that we don't entirely understand. But when we think of being part of the body, it's easy for us, as we mentioned in the prayer of confession, for us to forget what parts we are or to focus on what parts we are to the exclusion of the others. And our passage today has that at least lightly amusing scene of various parts of the body talking to each other and saying, well, I don't need you, or if I'm only this, I don't have any purpose or anything of that nature. We all know, at least I expect all of us have experienced at least once or twice in our life, how much a single part of the body, even a little part, not working properly can cause all kinds of difficulties. I don't know, and I hope you haven't. I hope none of you have had an ear infection as an adult. That is one of the worst things you can have. I remember the first time I took one of my kids into the ER with an ear infection. And I wasn't particularly apologetic, but there was that sense that, yeah, maybe I'm making too big a thing about it. And the resident who was there just said, no, you need to remember or you need to know that an ear infection can be one of the most painful things in your life. Well, if you have an ear infection, it's a little tiny thing. When you get inside, it's even smaller. It has the smallest bones in the body. But when you have an ear infection, you aren't doing much of anything except focusing on that part of your body. So if we're going to push the metaphor or to explore the metaphor further, we need to remember that each part of the body is vital. If nothing else, each part of the body can affect the entire body if it's not working correctly or if it has a problem or if it's unwell. Something as simple as a sore throat can keep us from going to our job, especially if our job involves talking. Small things. We don't have to break both of our legs to realize that our body is interconnected and that various parts of it affect all of them. And so when we think of the church, the local church, our community of faith, in this case, our online community, with the two congregations together forming a single community, especially in these days, we're reminded that each of us has a vital role to play. In the same way there are different body parts, there are different gifts. We need different parts of the body. As it says in our passage, if the whole body was an eye, where would the hearing be? Or any of those other things. You know, if we were only a sense of taste, we wouldn't be able to see what we were eating. So if we need different parts to make up the body, it's not too much of a leap for us to realize that we need different gifts to make the body work. And that's why we get gifts. It was God who, in the New Revised Standard Version, says, God has appointed in the church these lists, and Paul puts them in order, first, second, third, and that sort of thing. But when you look at some of Paul's other lists, there's no order given. So it's very easy for us to look at this part and rank gifts, particularly when Paul says that later bit about the greater gifts. But we need to remember that in other places, there's no sense of what's most important. They're all important in the same way that every part of our body is important. There's no parts that don't matter. I mean, there was a time when we thought that you didn't need your tonsils particularly, and so we took them out at the drop of a hat, and now we're beginning to realize that's not a good idea. We're even beginning to think the appendix might have some purpose to play rather than just getting in the way. The body is more complicated than even we know, and so we need to pay attention to all of its parts, and we need to make sure they work properly. And part of the body of Christ, part of our community, our corporate body working, is us exercising the gifts that we've been given. And we sometimes find ourselves saying things like, well, if I was an apostle, of course I would. If I was a teacher, of course I would. If I worked miracles, of course I would. I would just be exercising those gifts all of the time because people would know when they weren't there. And that's true, we would know when they weren't there. It's a little bit tougher for us to know immediately that those people with the gift of faith, the gift of helping, the gift of compassion, the gift of wisdom, sometimes we can forget that they're not there, or we can pretend we don't need them because they're not big and flashy. I hate to use the word flashy, but sometimes that's how it comes across. If the person who has the gift of prophecy or the gift of what I do, the gift of being a preacher or a teacher in this form, if I don't show up, you all notice. You notice right away because there's nobody standing in the pulpit. There's nobody on the other side of the Zoom call. But when somebody has the gift of helping and isn't there, we can convince ourselves that we're okay. But we're not. In the same way that our body, when parts of it aren't working the way it should, we might not notice right away, but over time we suddenly realize, wait a second, I've developed a limp without even really noticing it. I've developed a stomach problem because I haven't been paying attention to things. Whatever they might be, they can creep up on us, and it's the same in the body of Christ. And so it's important for us to spend some time thinking about what gifts we have, because it's important to know what we have to offer, because we do have much to offer. Each of us has at least one gift to offer to our body of our corporate body, our community. But when we identify ours, part of what that does is it helps us see what else we need. When I identified, as it was a long time ago, that I'd been gifted with this ability to help people see Scripture in a way perhaps they hadn't before, or to remind them of something that they had learned but had slipped their mind. What that did for me, among other things, is it reminded me, and reminds me almost every week we get together, whether it's online or in person, it reminds me that there are people with the gift of helping, the gift of administration, of making things happen, other gifts of teaching that fill in the gaps that I can't do. Because I can't help somebody in a physical, I can't help somebody find a seat while I'm giving the announcements the same way that somebody else can. Or while I'm preaching, I can't help somebody find the washroom. And I don't need to, because there's other people who are, from my perspective, hyper alert to the needs of others. And that when they see those needs, they have this compulsion from the Spirit, a compulsion to meet those needs, to help the people who need help. And so without those people, we don't have chaos necessarily, but things don't work as well as they would otherwise. Because the people who help the newcomers, who help those who have just, something has slipped their mind, all of those things, they make the service work in a way that I can't, but work with what I'm doing so the service works. We all come together giving the gifts that we have. We enjoy the gifts that Peggy and Melissa have every Sunday because they provide the recording for the music so we can sing together with a piano accompaniment, so you don't hear just my voice, you also hear Melissa's. It makes the service better. And these aren't just throwaway things that they have. It's not just a casual, yeah, I can do that. No, these are gifts given to them by God for all of us. Each of us has gifts that we can give. Sometimes the gifts are always on kinds of things, like the gift, having the gift of compassion or helping or of making things work better, often called the gift of administration. That seems to be always there. Gifts of words of wisdom are there when we need words of wisdom. Gifts of healing are there when we need healing and when that's what God wants us to do. So some of you may have those, I used to call them on-again, off-again gifts, but that's, I really need to come up with a better way of calling, of describing them. But gifts that only appear when they're needed. If you have those gifts, celebrate them and wait for those opportunities when you're called to make use of those gifts for the benefit of us all. Don't think you don't have any because they don't always work. If I have the gift of preaching, it really only shows up for a short period of time every week. I don't preach every time I talk to people, at least I hope not. That would be incredibly dreary, especially if you lived with me. But it's something that comes when it's needed, needed on a Sunday morning. The gifts that we have work together, but they can't work together if we don't honor our own gifts and everyone else's, and if we don't give from our gifts to everyone else and receive those gifts that other people have. I receive the gift of helping and compassion and faith and prayer and all of those things when you do what it is that you do best to make our community function. Whether you're a treasurer or a pianist, or whether you're one of the faithful praying people who pray for me and for all of us, that Sunday services are meaningful to us and feed our souls in ways that nothing else can. All of those things are critically important. We sometimes get hung up on the last part of the passage that we had today in verse 1 Corinthians 12:31, it says, but strive for the greater gifts. And so we sometimes have this experience of saying, well, I don't have the greater gifts, therefore I must be somehow less. Okay, the first thing to remember, and once you remember this, you don't have to remember anything else. Paul says, the greatest of all the gifts is love. That's something we can all have, we can all exercise. The greatest gift is love. When we love people, we are putting ourselves square in the example of Jesus, of God, who said, I am love. Not, I love things, I love the creation even. God self-identifies as being love. Is there a greater gift than love? No. Are there gifts that are ranked? Maybe. I'm not sure. What I do know is that we all have gifts, that the gift of love, I think, is given to all of us. The opportunity to love those around us, lovable or not, is something that we can do through the power of the Spirit. But we need each other in the same way that we can't walk without the means of walking, whether it's legs or whatever it might be. All of the things that make us a human being, in whatever shape and form we might be, whatever stage of life we are, we need all of those parts. And as a body of Christ, as a local body, as a community of faith, we need each other. And whatever gift you have, whatever it might be, whether you think it's important or not, and I hope you do, is critical to the functioning of all of us. So make the most of your gifts. Give them with joy, whether people understand them or not. And know that when you do so, when you're doing them from that perspective of love, that you're doing exactly what you should be, and no one could ask for more than that. Amen.